Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today, once again, I am very pleased to be speaking with Jeff Kaplan, who is the founder of Think Strategies, which is one of the first firms to recognize the importance of the cloud. And in this podcast, we're actually going to cover, once again, the latest developments of BPM in the cloud. So once again, Jeff, thank you so much for joining me on this Q&A.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you again. It's always fun to talk about these topics.
Indeed. Now, just to kick it off, would you say BPM is a good fit for the cloud?
Better than ever. In the past, there were a number of people who felt that business process management was too complex to be ported, so to speak, into a cloud-based or a software-as-a-service type solution. But now, many of the SaaS offerings have as a feature a business process orientation to them, which allows the solution to be basically configured to fit within a specific organization's business processes. So as the state of the art or even the science of SaaS evolves, its ability to accommodate and to address the complexities of business processes within even large-scale enterprises is becoming more and more powerful.
Definitely. Now, in looking at the market, do you see, are there currently standalone cloud BPM solutions out there?
Yeah, there are. As a matter of fact, there's a growing number of them. And in our cloud computing showplace, which is a online directory that Think Strategies founded a few years ago, we have dozens, in fact, of various types of both standalone as well as integrated cloud business process management solutions listed within a category we call just that, BPM. And again, it's very interesting to note is how the features and functions of those various offerings continue to evolve to make them much more user-friendly. And in fact, what we're seeing in addition to standalone SaaS offerings is a growing assortment of platform as a service solutions, which can allow organizations to basically start from scratch, building a solution to meet their business process management requirements.
Right. Now, you sort of mentioned the integrated stuff. Now, can you elaborate further on our cloud vendors essentially embedding BPM into other solutions?
Yeah. It's interesting. It's kind of akin to what we see in the business intelligence or BI space, where there are a number of SaaS vendors who are offering up full-fledged solutions aimed at end users or enterprises, while there's another segment that wants to embed that BI functionality within third-party software as a service and even traditional apps. Same thing holds true here in the BPM space. There are a fair number of providers who are offering solutions aimed at the end user and enterprise, while others are offering the capability to embed their functional capabilities into third-party apps. In either case, what it gives the customer is a greater assortment of alternatives to meet their specific business requirements.
And so now with all of these alternatives, how would you think like a corporate decision maker should evaluate all of these alternatives with BPM in the cloud?
Well, the good news is they have plenty of choices. The bad news is that they may be overwhelmed with the variety of choices at their disposal. What we've tried to do with the cloud showplace is sort out the solutions not only by type of application, but by type of industry. So, one thing that a corporate decision maker ought to do is see which of the cloud BPM alternatives has been designed to meet their specific industry requirements. Secondly, they may want to look at the level of sophistication and scalability of the solution so that they can determine whether it's a good fit based upon the scope of the requirements within their organization. So there'll be some, we'll call them simpler BPM type solutions aimed at smaller size organizations. While at the same time, there are some that are very sophisticated that can deal with the complexities of a large-scale enterprise. So matching up those features and functions to the size of your organization and the complexity of your business processes would be important. The third issue is always around, you know, the track record of success and the specific case study examples that a vendor can offer that can give the corporate decision maker greater confidence that that vendor has been able to truly deliver on their promises. That's obviously the bottom line.
Definitely. Now, looking at all this, what would you say are some of the reasons BPM might not be a good fit for the cloud, then?
Well, you know, I'm a guy who looks at everything through cloud-colored glasses, so to speak, and as a proponent and advocate for cloud-based alternatives, you know, my bias is always around, you know, why not the cloud as opposed to why would the cloud be the wrong idea. But, you know, there are, in fact, organizations who still harbor some insecurity about the security issues associated with the cloud. And if they do, in fact, have those kinds of concerns, whether it's for compliance purposes or for cultural purposes, they may find that a cloud-based alternative isn't the right fit for them, and therefore they probably will want to hold back until they can get more comfortable with the concept. But for more and more organizations of all sizes across nearly every industry, we are in fact seeing organizations and decision makers getting more comfortable with the cloud alternative, not only because of the upfront cost advantages and the ease of deployment, but they're finding that because of the flexibility and the greater accessibility of these applications across a more dispersed workforce, it really does fit better into today's organizational requirements.
Definitely, I agree with that. Now, what is the best way for then a company to test and implement a cloud BPM solution?
Well, that's probably one of the greatest advantages of today's solutions, the whole idea of try before you buy and the ability to have greater visibility and transparency into these applications before you make a big bet on rolling it out across your organization. So, you know, first and foremost, there are online trials for almost all of the leading cloud BPM solutions available today. So you can get a feel for how it works and how it might fit your organization. Secondly, there's no need to make a big bet even after you've made a decision to move ahead with a particular solution. Instead, you can, you know, pilot it in an isolated or limited deployment, see how it fits in that real world situation, and if you're comfortable, incrementally roll it out across your organization to basically manage specific business processes one at a time. Again, mitigating your risk in the process. And as it proves itself across those multiple processes, then make plans to deploy it more organization or enterprise-wide to meet the broader objectives of the organization.
Excellent. Now, one last question is, from what you've seen out there, what are some of the biggest mistakes you've seen of enterprises going into the cloud with BPM?
Well, one speaks to my past point, which is sometimes they will jump too quickly onto a single business process management solution that may not have been the right fit for their organization, and as a result, get turned off entirely with the cloud alternative because they just happened to pick the wrong pony, so to speak. That's the first issue we see. Number two, they may jump in too quickly and not organizationally be prepared to properly utilize the tool and therefore not take advantage of all of its features and functions. And as a result, they'll find themselves not getting the same level of utilization and value that they originally were hoping for. The nice thing about these cloud-based solutions is that you can measure the utilization and track how it's being used in ways that were not possible before. And for many of the established vendors who have a critical mass of customers, they're also measuring the use of their applications in such a way as to provide KPIs or key performance indicators to their user base so that they can benchmark their performance and have greater guidance as to how they can maximize the value of these solutions. So what we think organizations should do is take advantage of their vendor and gain that greater insight so they can take full advantage of the solution to meet their business objectives.
Excellent information, Jeff. Really an exciting space, Jeff. So thank you very much for the information. And this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Jeff Kaplan of Think Strategies. Thanks so much, Jeff.
My pleasure.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.